Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Upper Huntershire residents who require assistance from Service New South Wales will have a chance to do so a touch closer to home. The Service New South Wales mobile transport will be arriving in Scone tomorrow morning outside the Upper Huntershire Council office buildings. Residents will have the opportunity to inquire and apply for any essential documents or transactions. It includes senior cards, driver license renewals, driver knowledge tests, and birth, death, and marriage certificates amongst the cost of living services. The portable service will be available from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Police are asking for public assistance in locating a missing Tamworth man known to frequent the Upper Hunter regions. Denny George was last seen at his home on December 30th in 2021. The 42-year-old man was reported missing on January 12th, with officers from the Oxley Police District conducting inquiries into his whereabouts. Denny is described as being of Caucasian appearance, about 180 centimetres tall, of a large build, grey hair, brown eyes, and a beard. He is known to frequent Singleton, Newcastle, Hamilton, and the Mudgee areas. Police do hold serious concerns for Denny's welfare. Anyone with any information or who may have seen him is being urged to contact Crime Stoppers. For more information and a picture, visit the station's website. And there are currently 73 COVID-19 cases receiving care in hospitals across the Hunter New England Health District, with 7 of those in intensive care units. It follows as New South Wales recorded 2,770 people in hospital across the state, with 185 in ICU and 67 who require ventilation in the past 24 hours. A further 1,193 positive infections were recorded across the regions in the past 24 hours. The latest figures were comprised of 465 positive PCR tests and 728 rapid antigen test results. Hunter New England Health also confirmed a man and woman from the Maitland local government areas had passed away overnight after contracting the virus. They were in their 70s and 90s respectively. It follows as the state records a further 27 deaths overnight, including 17 men and 10 women.